And it's the Kentucky Derby, one of the big events on the sports calendar. For years, we talked to Seattle Slew, who was our horse racing expert, the 77 Triple Crown winner. But, of course, a few years ago, he passed away. We are still able to get in contact with him, though, by holding a seance. So, George, if you'll dim the lights.
All right.
And let's concentrate as we light the candles and try to raise the ghost of Seattle Slew. Do you hear us?
I'm here.
Seattle Slew, please come in.
I thought I heard something.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Seattle. Oh, well, that was easy.
Well, I just happened to be right by the seance phone, so.
Oh. Well, how are you?
You know, I'm doing all right. I'm doing a lot better. I tell you, it's good to talk to you. I thought I wasn't going to make it there the other week.
Oh, why?
Well, you know, I still do appearances down on Earth, even though I'm dead.
That's unstable.
And I went to a polo match in Florida. That I was appearing at, and some shady trainer down there asked me if I wanted a little pick-me-up. Well, a pick-me-up in our world means a hypodermic needle full of cocaine mixed with Red Bull.
Oh, my gosh.
And it turns out this trainer was injecting us with a mixture of selenium and supermodel urine.
Huh.
And so 21 horses died.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah, it was horrible. They just fell out one by one. They would clutch their horse hearts and fall down. And several of them confessed to murder on their deathbeds and then passed away.
Oh, gosh. Hadn't heard that.
Yeah, so this was a whole mob thing. It was. But I was the only one that survived because I'm unbreakable, as M. Night Shyamalan would say. So I was feeling pretty cocky, you know. Hey, you know, I survived the selenium and supermodel urine scandal of 2009. But then I'll be darned if I didn't get swine flu.
Oh, no.
Oh,
really?
Gosh.
Yeah. I had an appearance at a sausage plant and caught swine flu.
Very odd that you're susceptible to these things even though you're dead.
And I don't want to cast aspersions or anything like that, but
right.
I really think that the swine flu epidemic is God trying to get back at Norm Hitchkiss for illegal gambling.
Oh,
wow, what an accusation.
Yes, yes. And also some of the porn that Norm has on his computer.
Oh, you know, well, I guess you do know that because you can see all now.
I see all. I'm in heaven.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again, Seattle. We thought we'd have you on for the Kentucky Derby, which is this week, of course.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah.
You want to run through some of these horses, and we'll kind of get your feeling on whether you think they have a shot this Saturday?
Oh, I don't know if I'm too prepared for this. Makes me a little nervous. But,
oh.
But yeah, absolutely, we will, and I will.
Have you been able to focus much attention on the Derby, or what's going on?
Well, you know, I haven't been able to focus too much, but I'll give it a shot, Craig.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot what I was supposed to say there. But
that's okay. We're going
to move on.
All right, let's go through some of the favorites. What do you think about the horse I Want Revenge?
Well, he's the favorite, but I don't like him. He's just, you know, he's one of those angry teenage horses. He's so cocky. Oh, my God, he's so cocky. He just came out with a line of commercials that were real controversial last week, saying, I'm not a role model. And all
oh,
this
really?
Stuff. It's got the horse community up in arms right now.
Okay.
Or in hooves, I should say. Bring it back down.
Okay, we'll bring it back down.
What about one of the co-second favorites, Dunkirk?
French horse. Craig, he's a French horse, and very intellectual, but he's arrogant, and he smells. He's easy to recognize out on the field, because he wears the beret.
Uh-huh.
Always flies off in the first few seconds, but I don't like him because he's a French.
Okay,
okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about Pioneer of the Nile?
Yeah, Pioneer of the Nile. Don't trust this Egyptian horse.
It's an Egyptian horse.
Yeah. Pioneer of the Nile. He's been tied to some extremists recently.
Ooh.
So just be on the lookout and suspicious of any extra large saddle he's wearing.
Okay.
All right.
Or any sort of jockey that's clearly made out of C4 and it's tempera painted.
All right, maybe want to have security check him out.
That's right, that's right.
All right, what about this horse that not many people know about, Chocolate Candy?
chocolate candy. Some stay dry and others feel the pain.
Wow, that's pretty low.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy, Tayson Day?
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't heard from him.
Either. Chocolate candy, first African-American horse to run in the Derby. This is pretty interesting. With the advent of Obama's presidency, mm-hmm. more African American horses are entering horse racing, which I think is great.
Yeah.
For horse racing, it really is.
Sure.
Although a lot of the old horses getting pretty nervous about that, thinking, "Hey, we're never going to win another race," you know. But yeah, interesting. First African American horse.
So, do you think Chocolate Candy has a chance?
No, he's a dark horse.
Oh my gosh.
Real dark.
Gotcha. All right, well, thanks for helping us size up the Derby. I know you'll be tuned in from up there.
I don't know if I'll be tuned in. I've been hemmed up in my bedroom for the past few days.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I've taken on a new lover who just arrived up here.
Who?
The author.
Oh, my gosh.
God. Well, congratulations, I guess.
What, I was making it.
After being in the bedroom with me for a few minutes, she's dying all over again, if you know what I'm talking about. Bring it down.
Oh, okay.
All right. I can't hear you quite as well.
See ya.
Okay, we'll see ya.
He's gone.
And the seance with Seattle Sleuth comes to an end. All right, it's 8:50 here on Sports Radio.